For those considering a toast to ring in the new year, there's some good news for wine drinkers. Scientists in England say they figured out what it is in wine that's good for the heart. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
Yes, you've probably already heard that wine seems to lower the risk of heart disease. For many, just knowing that much is enough. Who needs an explanation? But there are some British scientists who continue to puzzle over this phenomenon, which they call, perhaps with a touch of envy, the French paradox. French because the French slather on the butter just as much as the Brits, but they don't get as much heart disease. Studies of wine drinkers and teetotalers indicated it might be all that wine they drink in Paris. But what is it in wine that's responsible for this salubrious coincidence? Now, in the latest issue of the scientific journal Nature, there is news. In a word, it is polyphenols.
Polyphenols are derived mainly from the grape seed and from the grape skin.
Roger Corder is a pharmaceutical scientist with the William Harvey Research Institute in London. He found that polyphenol compounds in wine have a remarkable effect on human cells. They put the brakes on a chemical in your cells called endothelin. That is a chemical that makes blood vessels constrict. Too much endothelin and you run the risk of hardened arteries, atherosclerosis. So, it seems polyphenols in wine reduce endothelin and keep those arteries relaxed, so to speak. But it's not just any wine that does this.
Cabernet Sauvignon did better in our studies, but that may be just a group of wines we sampled. There were fairly high in our list was Chianti, and Pinot Noir was also very high. All it really means is that white wine is for pleasure, red wine is for health.
The alcohol in wine, by the way, apparently has nothing to do with the French paradox. Corder removed the alcohol from the wine in his experiments. On the other hand, just plain grape juice doesn't do much to reduce endothelin, at least not in Corder's experiments. He believes something happens during fermentation that helps polyphenols in grape skins do their work. Based on his cell studies, Corder speculates that as little as half a glass of wine a day could have beneficial effects for a full-grown human. People who sell wine are among the first to take note of the latest research. Mark Wessels is a wine expert at MacArthur Beverages in Washington, D.C.
More and more people unquestionably are coming in and commenting, at least, that, hey, drinking red wine is good for you, and we certainly agree with that.
So if I came into your store and said to you, what's a good wine for my heart, what would you tell me?
I'd probably tell you the more expensive wine is better for your heart. Truth be known, from what I've understood, it is red wine particularly that is good for your heart.
For those who don't drink red wine, well, there's this. The polyphenols in grapes protect them from harmful ultraviolet light. Perhaps Pinot Noir suntan lotion is somewhere in our future. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.